Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there and all the other things that are there on our website. You know, folks, I was in the two segments ago, I talked about Wall Street, the lack of, just the fact that I don't think we can trust Wall Street anymore. I don't think Main Street, I don't think retail folks can trust Wall Street. They still don't know. A year ago, there was a flash crash that where the stock market went down 1,000 points in like 20 minutes. They still don't know what caused that. And now we got Washington, who is in the middle of all that. We got you and me, who have historically, Americans have accepted the largesse, accepted the currying of favor by Washington for our votes, and we've given it to them. We've taken the money, so to speak, and we in our communities, the grants, the support systems, the social nets that we have under us, and we like all those things, right? And so that's our fault for getting ourselves into that kind of a situation. But one thing for sure, folks. There's going to be a default. We need to understand, folks, there is going to be a default. America is going to default on its obligations. Write that down. You've heard Jim Blasingame say it on this day. America will default on its obligations. And here's why I say that. Because the commitments that we have made to creditors and the commitments that have been made to citizens, to you and me, by our government, both of those cannot be paid off. If the economy were moving along at 5 or 6%, maybe you could kind of hold on, but that's not where we are, and it's not where we're going to be for a while. So one way or the other, the government is going to default on either its debt obligations to creditors, or it's going to default to the commitments that it's made to you and me. It can't do both of those. It can't service both of those requirements, those demands. So here's what America is right now. This is the gut check that America has to have with itself right now. Which default will hurt us the least? Which default can we live with the best? And neither one of them are good. If we default on it to our creditors, then you know the U.S. credit rating. If the U.S. loses its credit rating, if the full faith and credit of the United States goes subpar, then look out world, look out global economy. I promise you, you don't want to see what that looks like. So yes, they're correct. They can't keep. They are going to have to service that debt. So where does that leave the rest of us? That leaves you and me having to make a decision. What are we willing to do without? What could we do without? What is it that the government pays us that gives us right now that we're willing to do without? The grants that are given to local communities. The social net that's under us, what can you and I do without? Because that's the same thing as the default, right? Because the government is going to be making less of that of those payments. They'll have to do that. Now, what I'm saying is we have to decide when do we want that to happen. You and me out here on Main Street, we have to decide because the guys in Washington, there are not enough leaders in Washington to make this happen on their own. They don't have the backbone as a group, in mass. They don't have the ability. The two parties don't have the ability to pull this off on their own. You and I have to say to our politicians, okay, we don't want to take the country down. We don't want that kind of a default to take the country down. So the only option is to adjust some of the things that you and I get. Because you and I can deal with this. We can deal. We can manage. We get the economy going again. We can manage this. And so that's what I mean when I say that you and I are going to have a gut check. We're going to have to decide, what are we willing to live without? Tell our politicians that you know, we can live without this, but make sure that when we do this, that sacrifice gets us back on track. And when we can start doing that, then we can start getting this economy going again. And as you and I know, sales cures a lot of ills. We need more sales. I've got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.